Yes,
exactly. Look, thanks very much indeed. That's Robert Hardman, whose book is Our Queen, A Portrait of the Monarch. Today, you don't have to be a baseball fan to pick up on the excitement of this year's World Series as it reaches its closing stages. Last night, the St. Louis Cardinals have come from behind to force the World Series into a seventh game. All eyes, are on the final game between the Cardinals and the Texas Rangers, played tomorrow. And who will win is anyone's guess. Adrian Glass works for the Post Sports Bar in St. Louis, and he told me about the experience of watching the game-winning home run being hit by his team, the St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, this is actually going to extend itself. This game is still going on.
Because it looked like the Rangers were heading for victory, the first time ever. The Cardinals, certainly lots of errors in the beginning and the early part of the game. So what happened then?
Well, it was a sloppy game on actually both sides. The Rangers had a couple of errors as well. Obviously, the Cardinals had the more blatant ones. Up until the sixth inning, it was really a sloppy game. And then after the sixth inning, you saw nothing but good baseball and a couple home runs, good hits. It was an exciting game, and that's all we can ask for.
This is one of those events where you don't really have to be a big fan of the sport to see how important it is. But perhaps you'd explain to many of our listeners who won't be close up to baseball, why was this such a big deal?
I'm biased because I live in the city of St. Louis, and I'm a Cardinals fan, and the Cardinals are in it. I mean, it's our national pastime, baseball is, and the fact that this is the first time in history it's ever happened where a team has come down two straight innings, come back from two runs down, was just absolutely magnificent. I mean, the aura and the crowd here, just the energy level was phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it.
And what happens now?
Well, what happens now is the Game 7 tomorrow. We're all anxious to see what happens now.
It goes on being played in St. Louis, does it?
Correct, yes. Tomorrow's game is in St. Louis. And as a side note, I will be at the game tomorrow, so I'm very much excited for it.
I have to say, Adrian, you do sound a little tired. Do you think what kind of a state you're going to be in at the end of the next game?
Tomorrow I will be just fine. This whole playoff has definitely worn on me, but I'm going to give it up my all tomorrow. I've got a lot of energy saved up, and I'm sure we'll do just fine tomorrow. And the Cardinals, we have faith in them. I mean, they came back from 10.5 games back, the biggest comeback ever in September in Major League Baseball history. And, you know, we feel like it's their destiny to win this.
And just to avoid confusion, that match will be the big winner-takes-all finale. It will be on Friday, St. Louis time. So that's something to watch out for. Now,